What is up, everybody? How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? Hope everybody doing good. Just wanted to say hi today. Hi, we just wanted to come back with the podcast, our third podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Al Filosian. We're going to take this off. My name is Al Filosian, and I am the owner of Island Vacation Travel Agency. This is Island Vacation Travel Podcast. Today, we're going to take it light today. Sorry about that. Today, we're going to take it light today. We're not going to stress too much today. We're just going to talk about a light topic. I want to first thank everybody that has been supporting the podcast. Thank you so much, whether it is on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or SoundCloud as well, too. We have the audio version on SoundCloud. So I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody that wanted to be a subscriber yesterday, last night at the Buccaneers game. So I want to thank you all for that as well, too. Really appreciate that. I cannot be more grateful. I really can't be more grateful. I want to thank all the people that participated in the question, what was the deepest lake in the United States of America? You heard me? What is the deepest lake in the United States of America? So I have the answer for that today, and I'll also have a winner for that as well, too. So we're going to bring that to you as well. I hope you all went and support our online store. Again, Miss Tina, thank you very much. We're going to be sending your prize to you. I did get your information. Thank you so much for that. The next prize, of course, was $25 towards the online store, and you're able to use it on there. So that will be the next prize. I do have it. I got it out here. I got everybody. Okay. So today is the 9th of November. Again, I want to wish my cousins and my sister a happy belated birthday. Of course, I already wish them their birthday, but Ted, happy birthday to you, belated. Joanna, happy belated to you. And there are many, many, many more to come in this month and next month. So love you all for the support as well, too. Guys, please don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Island Vacation Travel Agency, Instagram, Island_travel_, YouTube, Island Vacation Travel Channel, Twitter, Island_vacays. Also, like I told you, SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud as well, too. So please check us out on SoundCloud. On SoundCloud, it is Island Vacation Travel Podcast. Okay, so just want to thank y'all for that. Boom, boom, boom. Again, please like, share, subscribe. And you see the comments? Thank you very much for the comments. I appreciate your comments, everybody, for reaching out. I was just checking out some people there as well, too. Some people I haven't spoken to in a while. The lady that's actually by the market in Castries. I don't forget you. I didn't forget you. I'm ready for you now. So thank you very much for reaching out. I'm going to reach out to you very shortly. I just really super busy in a lot of meetings and stuff. Another broadcast I wanted to also mention. I'll mention it again. I'm going to change the podcast from 3 o'clock on Mondays to a better time, either on Fridays or on Saturdays, because I think that's the time people have time to really listen to it. Whether it be from my feedback I get back from my good friend, Richie. Thank you very much, Richie, always. And a couple of other friends. Thank you very much for that. So, yeah, I think I'm going to adjust that. Right? Thank you very much to the whole Boswell family for supporting us as well, too. Thank you for Hola Deriso. Hola Deriso Massive. Hola St. Lucia. Stud Crash, everybody. Erwin. My nieces, my nephews, my brothers, my sisters, everybody. Cousins, aunties, Auntie Mena, Auntie Eldra, Auntie Shirley, Uncle Enoch, everybody, the neighbors and everybody. So now we're going to jump into the podcast right now. First of all, I think I'm going to go ahead and give away the prize. I want to big up Paulina. Thank you very much, Paulina. Candy, Heyman, Tomo, large up Tomo, Joseph, Lance, Fryers King, big up to you too. Y'all, I appreciate y'all feedback. And all the other people liking in the comments, I really, really appreciate y'all. Cool Chills, Candia, Veronica, AOKL, Albina, Emery, Mr. LaVarrell, Melvin, a lot of Chalo men. I never stop, my boy. Gotta make you proud. I ain't forget. Know that game you give me, no cheap game. All right, so anyways, let's get on with it. So I'm gonna go ahead and choose somebody won the prize, who answered the question. As I said, there were three ways to be able to win. You either purchase something in the store, leave a comment and put a like or something, or also you could have answered one of the questions. The question, which was, what was the deepest lake? And then, I mean, also you had hashtags. You could go ahead and if you purchase the trip. So if you booked with me within the last week, of course, you get a chance to win too. So I have some people that booked. So they go in Dominican Republic. Right? So let me just go ahead and choose somebody, which I probably should have had somebody. Oh, wow. It's one of my clients that actually booked with me. Annabelle. Gonna send you your prize, buddy. Thank you very much. And you just subscribed and everything else. So thank you very much. Thank you everybody else who answered the question as well too. I really, 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 really appreciate it as well. Hey, Claudine, thank you very much. Thank you. Evans family. love you all. I forget you, Claudine. I forget you, Kimberly. Oh, I'm very proud of you, Nathan. Good job, buddy. Growing up to be a nice young man. Appreciate that. Real proud of you. Right? So all my neighbors, do them massive, you don't know already. All Shilton, Dimitri, Tessa, Yasmin, and all their kids, everybody. Beige, everybody. Tony Rebels. I just want to thank everybody, you know? So, again, follow us, subscribe. Check us out on our online store. Today we're going to have some fun. So we're going to talk about some stuff. I'm going to teach you all some stuff. Teach your terminologies before all the borders open up back and cruising start, so you could have an idea as to what people are talking about. So, I mean, it's like cruising terminology. That's what we're going to go into. So I'm just going to go into a few words. I like to deal with words because, you know, I feel like words are the most powerful thing in the world. First, there was the word and everything follows. Just letting you all know. So, a few words that people actually use, and when you're cruising, that are very useful to make it like easier while you're traveling, or to be able to understand what people are talking about, especially experienced cruisers or the travel agent or your travel agency or even the captain. Sometimes when he's talking, you wouldn't even know what he might be saying. So we're gonna go into some words. So a very easy word, of course. Aboard, right? Aboard would mean on the ship. So you'd hear, all aboard. That means on the ship. Hope everybody's on the ship. All aboard. They do the same thing on the trains as well too, right? Another word would be aft. So when you heard it mentioning the aft on the cruise ship, right? The aft is actually the back of the ship. So that would be important. So when you book in your cruise and you ask your travel agency, asks you, like, you know, are you comfortable with sitting anywhere on the cruise, on a cruise line? You'd be there like, I don't really like the back. Or they would say, would you like aft? And you'd be there like, I'm not sure what you're saying. Aft would be the back of the ship, right? And as we go along, you'll hear me telling you all the different, you know, port side. I don't want to mix you up too much. Anyways, we'll get into it. So another term you would hear, like even when you just get on the ship and you're about to have they call everybody to the for the emergency, right? They'll say all hands on deck. So all hands, like it's all crew members, that's what they're talking about. All hands mean like all crew members working aboard the ship. That's what they're talking about when they say all hands, right? Of course, easy one, when you hear the heading ashore, of course, you're probably reach your port, Now, there is two different shores. Sometimes you might go straight into the port, or you might have to use a tender. A tender is actually like a boat, the emergency boats on the side of the cruise line. Some of them have a lot, some of them have a few, but they're catered to hold all the people that's actually on the cruise, if in case of an emergency, which doesn't happen very often, but we have heard of those things happening like back in the days, right? So that's pretty much what that's about there, right? Then you'd go to the astern, another word. Astern. I know we're going to a lot of words. I'm not going to go into everything today. Astern, A-S-T-E-R-N. That's towards the back of the ship as well, too. That's like the aft, right? So if we tell you the astern, you know, okay, we're talking to the back of the ship. Just like there's astern and there's the aft of the ship, of course, there's the front of the ship. People in the marine world or the cruising or traveling, people that really travel a lot, they would stay there and see the bow, right? Or the bow, B-O-W, right? So that's the front of the ship, right? When you get on the ship or when you book in your cruise, you need to know certain terms like where you're going to stay on the ship. It's called a cabin. Right? That's the passenger's room. Sometimes called also like the stateroom as well too. So it could either be the cabin or the stateroom. So they'll ask you, what's your stateroom number? What's your cabin number? That's the very same thing. Right? The same way you'd have a cabin steward assigned to your room. A cabin steward would be housekeeping. That would be the person that takes care of your room. They'll turn over your room, check on your towels, make sure you have all your necessities, anything you need. Even when you need stuff in the room, they're going to bring it for you whatever time. They're there for you. You treat these people nice. Always tip these people as well, too. I like those people because while I worked on the cruise ship, that's how I made my side money as well, too. Wink, wink. Yep, I'm serious. That's how I made a lot of my money. From doing housekeeping, helping the housekeepers on the day of port, switching over the rooms for the next cruise to come in. So you have to be nice to those people. They really take care of people. They're really nice people. They've been there for a very long time on the cruise. They've usually been there like 10, 15 years, 20, 30 years. Especially the Jamaicans and the Filipinos and the Indians. You'll meet a lot of them from all across the world, right? So your cabin stewards, gotta love them. Right? So a companionway, right? That's a stairway inside the ship that connects the deck levels. So that's like, they usually like three of them. The aft, the bow, and the middle of the ship. So you're able to connect to all different decks. From what it's now, there are lots of decks. I mean, cruise lines have so much decks now, it's crazy. So that's what connects everything. Besides the of course you have an elevator, but you also have a companionway. The course, that's the ship's route from one port to the next, right? So your course would be when I ask you, okay, what course of travel would you want to go to? You'd say like, okay, either I want a Caribbean cruise, a Bahamas cruise, Western Caribbean, Southern Caribbean, Canadian cruise, Alaska cruise, Mediterranean cruise, Pacific cruise, an Asian cruise. You have so many different types of cruise. Then you have like culinary cruise, wellness cruise, river cruises. So, you know, you have a lot of different types of courses. That's the different courses that they take. Just like an airplane will take different courses and a train as well, too. And we do book all those as well. So we don't just focus just on cruise. We focus on all different types of travel, guys. Okay? Yeah. So I know I gave you all quite a few words, right? Thank you, everybody that's on Facebook, Instagram. We appreciate y'all, right? Please like and subscribe, as I said. Yeah. If you like my gear that's on me, that's actually from the online store. So check it out. We do have like a 10% for everybody for a first time buyer. So take advantage of that as well too. All right. So on to the next word, right? the person that's in charge of the cruise director, right? The cruise director is one of them really, really, really cool people that have a lot of responsibility. They are really nice people, man. They're ahead of the whole entertainment. That's like the person that entertains you. As soon as you get on the ship, you hear their voice with the most energy. They're always happy. I don't think those people ever have a bad day. Latch up to my boy, Paul Scully. He one of them cruise directors. Oh my God. And I've heard a lot of cruise directors, but Paul, a young guy from England. He's probably in Las Vegas right now. I also want to pick up Sam as well, too. Sam is a movie star now. I see him on Conan and in a bunch of movies as well, too. I met these guys, like, through the cruise director. So the cruise director is the one that's head of all the events and everything else. Big up to all my friends from cruise staff, event staff. Man, I could go for days. But Charlene, you know already, my girl. Kazo, love you, man. Always. Yeah, but there are so many people. Krista, there are so many people. I know so many people on the ship, guys. Big up to our NCL chat room as well, too. Love y'all a lot. A lot, a lot. Right? Yeah, thanks, thanks, Claudine. All right, so guys, I am going to be posting these videos afterwards on YouTube. So check it out on YouTube as well. Support our YouTube channel. Please, 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 please. Island Vacation Travel Channel. Right? Alright, so we're done going for a lot of piece of bitter woods there, ain't it? So we're just gonna stay there, take a little break for a little split second, if you know what I mean. What's up, y'all? Hey guys, all right, so as I was saying, thank you for everybody that's been subscribing, thank you for everybody that's been participating in the questions. Today's winner was Annabelle Santiago. You're the winner for the prize, $25 to be used on our online store, www.islandvacays.com. And you go on a store, you could use your coupon right there. Okay. Today, I did not give my questioners yet, right? My prize questioners yet. I will, because I'll be paying, I'll check it to see who's paying attention to the words that I'm giving out today. Because what we're doing is just cruise terminologies. I wanted to make it light today, make it a little fun. Educate people a little bit. You know, certain times you hear a lot of words while you're traveling and you have no clue, or even when you call the travel agent, you don't know what they're talking about. So today I'm just going into that, right? So we're gonna go right back into it, right? The next word, debark, right? So to debark, when the cruise reaches to its destination, right? The time comes where that's the whole point of the cruise, to be able to be back in a different country, to be able to see island hopping, right? So they'll say time to debark the cruise, and you want to be smart. You want to be early, and you want to be at the gangway very early. That's why when I book my clients, I try to get them close to a stairway, right? Which would be a companionway. That's the stairway connecting all the stairs down to the gangway, so that they could be able to move quickly. So they'll get to the elevator quickly. They'll be able to move quickly. That's what I do, because I've been on a cruise ship for like years, so I know how it operates. So I try to get them there. So that's what, when they say you debark in the ship, is to get off the ship. You could either get off on a tender, or you could get off directly on the port. And that's where you'd go into port side. Right, you'd want to be on the port side, which would be the side facing the port, and then there is a starboard side, which is the side facing the ocean. So that's another two words you're learning right there, right? So the deck would be another word. Every level, like would say stairs or different floors when it comes to a building, right, or a hotel. With a cruise, it's every deck. So it's every level, right? And that's every floor on the ship. Like I was saying, the back, disembark would be to leave the ship and go ashore, right? When you do, another word would be docking. A place to moor a ship. Mooring a ship would be to pull up on a side, right? So to moor the ship. Okay? And then that's why they build docks, so that the ship could come. But sometimes a port might not be deep enough, right? So they might have to dock out maybe a mile, a couple of miles out, and then send a tender in. So that's another way. You keep on having me mention tendering and docking and port side, because that's important terms when you call it to book a cruise, or even when you're on a cruise, you're aware of what they're saying. Or even when you meet people on a cruise, you can, you know, like relate to what they're saying, right? Another word, we just have a few more words. The galley. That would be the ship's kitchen. Right? That's where all the food takes place. That's where I started working. That's where I started off in the ship, in the galley. I used to work in the galley. Right? A helm. That would be the ship's steering equipment. So now ships use joysticks. So it's funny when you go on, if you get the kids, for the kids exactly, the kids get a chance to go on the cruise ship, and the captain is always very nice to them, so they'll give them a tour to be able to go on the on the deck where the captain drives, and they'll get to see the big wheel. But it's actually a little joystick that they use to be able to drive the ship and navigate the ship, right? So then you say the helm, that's the steering. So when they would say the captain would say we're moving at 20 nautical miles, right? A knot would be at the speed of how fast the ship is moving, right? That's pretty much what that is. Nautical miles, a knot, right? A while ago, earlier on, I was speaking about the emergencies when you just get on the ship. What we're talking about is the muster station, right? A muster station, that's a very important thing to know. That's the meeting place on the ship that usually refers to the area where you would go to get into the lifeboat if in case there's an emergency. Very important. Always go to your muster station. Make sure you learn this stuff. That's why, if in case there's an emergency. Of course, we're not banking on that. Fingers crossed, legs crossed, everything. That doesn't happen very often. It's more likely that you get in a car accident than any of those things concerning travel. But you need to know where your muster station. Better safe than sorry. That's what I say. Of course, when you're on a ship, one more thing is when you're booking your cruise, a portal. You need to know whether you want a balcony or you try and get, some cruise lines have portals. That's a hole, like a window that you could see out, but you can't open it, right? So a portal is pretty cool. You could see the water, right? And you could see when the sun comes in. Port of call, that's a port which a ship connects to an anchor and a passenger can disembark. So that's the port of call. That is where you'd have either St. Lucia, Barbados, Jamaica, Belize, Honduras, Alaska. That's the port of call, right? So that's pretty much what that is. Another word, let's see, a promenade. You hear that word a lot on Royal Caribbean because they're really known for promenades. So a promenade would be an open deck that encircles the ship, often used for walking or jogging. So people are into healthcare. I book healthcare and wellness. So we want to let you know where you could go exercise. Besides the gym, you could always go in the promenade. Like, for example, the Royal Caribbean ships, so they got some great promenades. The promenade, they got a whole New York in there. So it's beautiful inside of there. Okay. Another word would be the upper berth. Just a few more words to go. That's a bed similar to a bunk. So if you go in and travel with your group, you'd want to know what an upper berth is, even when your agent is talking to you about it. The upper berth is pretty much a deck, an upper deck, so that you could sleep on. So that's good to know. Just a few more. Veranda. That's if you don't want a portal and you can't afford it, and you just want to be able to walk out. Some people are able to smoke on there depending on what ship you're on. You know, you can enjoy the sunrise and the sunset. You could see so much. You enjoy the cruise much better when you have a veranda. So that's what a veranda, which is either a balcony. Same thing. Veranda, balcony adjacent to the ship's stateroom. You want a room with a balcony. It's just a little bit more expensive, but sometimes there's a lot of deals. You just have to ask your agency or your agent, and they'll be able to let you know. So I always try and suggest it because I feel it's a better experience, right? And for the final word, we're going to say windward, right? That's the side of the ship against the wind, of where the wind is blowing. So just like we have the Windward Islands and the Leeward Islands, that's in the Caribbean. Windward. Windward. Okay? Windward, that's against the wind. So guys, that was just a few words. I hope I didn't bore you with all those words and stuff, but I just wanted to go a few words and terminologies when it comes to cruising so that you could be more familiar when you hear people talking about it, or when I'm talking about cruising, or I'm talking about stuff that's happening, or even when you're listening to the news, or you're listening to an advertisement, or you see something about Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Virgin, and there's so much different cruise lines. We book them all. Whether it be river cruises, whether it be ocean cruises, Alaska, Caribbean, worldwide, French Polynesia, Tahiti cruises, we do it all, right? Just call us and inquire. Our number is 561-331-1165. Check out our online store. Check out our social media. We always have some stuff going on, guys. And I mean, I just want to thank everybody for the support, right? As I said, I am going to be changing the date. And as to when we're going to be doing the podcast, we're going to do it on a Friday. I think we're going to try it on a Friday this afternoon, this week, Friday or Saturday, about 3. So that'll be a better time to be able to network with people, and people are more available and be able to actually chime in live and ask questions, because maybe next I'll be able to give people a chance to ask questions and I'll be able to answer them as well too, right? But I really, really do appreciate everything that you guys, you know, have contributed to what we're doing with our agency. Don't forget, we have our podcast on SoundCloud. Please support it on YouTube as well too, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and not choose a word today, because we just went through a whole lot of words, right? That you could use all those words when you're talking to people. So just choose one of those words. I'm going to choose one of them to see if y'all were paying us attention for the price, which would be 15% off on our online store on islandvacations.com. The word we're going to use: what is the meaning of astern? A-S-T-E-R-N. The meaning of astern. Okay, and as I said, there are a few ways to be able to win prizes. You could purchase something from our store and leave a comment and review a picture. Send a picture on our webs, on our social media. Answer the question, which would be, what is the meaning of astern? A-S-T-E-R-N. Right, use our hashtags, like us and support us on Facebook, or even if you book a trip from us, you could be the winner of our prize as well too. Today's winner is Annabelle. Thank you so much for participating as well too, and booking your trip as well too. We really, 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 really appreciate it as well. We are going to be coming to an end right now. I do appreciate everybody who tuned in today. Please follow us on all our social media. Don't forget, everybody who books on our online store right now gets 10% off. The code is GOAFFPRO. I'm going to put it in the link. We're going to put it in the video on YouTube so that you could get it. Everybody gets 10% off on their first order on the online store, right? So we really, really, really appreciate you guys. Please follow us on all our social media channels as well. Facebook, Island Vacation Travel Agency. Instagram, Island_Vacation_Travel. YouTube, Island Vacation Travel Channel. Twitter, Island_Vacays. And also, SoundCloud. Boom. You check me? So, thank you so much, everybody. And we really, really appreciate you guys. Right? We really, 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 really appreciate you guys.